Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. Today, we are meditating on the deadly sin of gluttony. Now, we were made for joy. Joy is the response to something experienced as good, and it invites us to rest or delight in that good. With the first taste of a hot black coffee in a warm mug on a cold morning, I experience joy. And I take delight in its goodness and rest in it and savor it. See, we are made to have real joy and pleasure. And for this discussion, they mean the same thing. God is so good that he designed us to have pleasure as a result of doing good things, such as a job well done, a good conversation with a friend, or sitting on the beach watching the sunset and the tide roll in. But in our fallen state, we seek pleasure apart from the good thing. Take, for example, pizza. I love pizza. For the good of nutrition and health, I probably only need 2 pieces. But it tastes so good that I go on to eat 3 to 4 or 5 pieces. Then I'm overstuffed, miserable, and it's certainly not good for my health. But that's our trouble. We're addicted to the pleasure apart from the good God intended. And when we do this, we end up ruining the good we want, and then we get bored with the pleasure we experience. So we need to learn to keep the two together and in the right order. Partake of the good and delight in the pleasure, but don't seek the pleasure apart from the good. So gluttony refers to seeking pleasure alone through food or alcohol or drug use. And temperance helps us to moderate gluttony. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. It's possible to be gluttonous by eating too much, either because it's unhealthy or because someone else is entitled to our excess. But it's also not good to eat to alleviate stress, anxiety, fear, or loneliness or boredom. But we can also be gluttonous by being too picky, too attached to a certain kind of food, too health-minded, or too controlled by food. C.S. Lewis points out, every time a person is grumpy, impatient, uncharitable, or self-concerned because of their stomach, it's a case of gluttony. Now, fasting conquers gluttony, because fasting uses the intellect and will to control our desires. And this trains the desires in all areas to be subject to the intellect and will. But with fasting, we should begin small. Maybe fast from your favorite dessert or drink, or only eat until you are satisfied and then stop. It's also good to recognize those times when we eat, not because we need nourishment, but because we are stressed out, or we're trying to escape some situation, or we're just looking for a reward. These are also great moments to fast and gain control of our body. So this is about overcoming the domination of pleasure by our desire to love Jesus. So eat and drink in a healthy way for you, but do something more for the love of Jesus and to help him save souls. And I actually think the most important thing we need to fast from is probably our screens. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Now, alcohol is not evil. In fact, the Bible, in Sirach chapter 31, verse 27, says, "Wine is life for a man, if drunk in moderation. What is life worth without wine? It was created to make men happy. Drunk at the right time and in the right amount, wine makes for a glad heart and a cheerful mind. But to get drunk is a grave sin." So there are three ways we could use alcohol: for appreciation, for recreation, or for therapeutic reasons. The first is good, the other two are bad. If you drink wine or beer or liquor, drink it because it's good, because you like the taste, or it goes well with this or that food. But if you drink to cause a change in your mood, by altering your brain, to get buzzed, or to relax, that's bad. If you drink to feel good, or to stop feeling bad, that's bad. Why? Because we're supposed to use our soul, our intellect and will, to control our feeling and behavior. We're not to be dependent on alcohol to control our behavior. Alcohol shouldn't determine our mood. Using alcohol to manage feelings or behavior, that forms a dependency, and it doesn't get to the root of the problem nor help you solve it. So don't drink in such a way that significantly compromises your intellect, your will, or your emotional stability. Don't drink to get drunk. Don't even drink to get buzzed. And don't drink to manage your feelings. And definitely don't drink to escape from life. Drink alcohol because the drink is good, or it accentuates the flavor of a meal. But don't drink to alter your feelings or behavior. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The Catechism teaches that the use of drugs inflicts very grave damage on human health and life. Their use, except on strictly therapeutic grounds, is a grave offense. Now, marijuana might be legal, but that does not make it morally good. Unlike alcohol, it's pretty difficult to say you use marijuana because it tastes good. So there's no real appreciative good to be had there. And recreational use of marijuana is bad because if you have to use a drug to cause joy by altering the brain, well, that's bad. And if you have to use marijuana to stop feeling bad or stressed or to start feeling good, that too is bad. Add to that the fact that it forms a dependency, plus it won't solve your problems, then what are we left with? Marijuana is just an escape from being overwhelmed or an escape from boredom. And it's a grave sin. Again, grave sins done knowingly and willingly are mortal sins. So if we are overwhelmed or bored or can't relax or find joy in life, we can learn to control these by changing our thinking and our action, which will alter our feeling in a good way. That's the solution, not weed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Remember, the church doesn't warn us against gluttony because food or drink are bad, but because they're supposed to be part of a good life. A life that's healthy and filled with friends and the love of the highest things. So make your eating and drinking part of that life. Eat more slowly. Drink more gratefully. Let your need for nourishment and hydration become, every time, an opportunity for gratitude and appreciation. And if you desire to have a better grasp of the moral principles connected with alcohol, drugs, and antidepressants, let me suggest to you a fantastic book by one of the best moral theologians in the country. The book is entitled How to Feel Good and How Not to: The Ethics of Using Marijuana, Alcohol, Antidepressants, and Other Mood-Altering Drugs, written by John Mark Miravalli. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this one?
You know, I had a funny thought, which was the irony that there's a ridiculous amount of college students that spend a ridiculous amount of money every single day to get smarter, and then a ridiculous amount of money every night to get dumber.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just thinking about that. That sort of, it's the intention we have, or when I talk to people about, I feel better when I'm drinking. I feel better. I'm a better conversationalist when I'm drinking, things like that. But really, it's just that you don't see yourself, and so you're not afraid. So we're just afraid of our own perception. And there's so many other things that go into it, but it is one of them, and that's really scary. Other than that, I will also say, it really does say something about my own struggle with gluttony, that one of my consistent thoughts throughout this meditation was, man, I want pizza. You said it once and I was like, yeah, that does sound really good.
Well, we should be aware of why we're doing what we're doing. Why am I eating this? Why am I drinking that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for nutrition? Is it for hydration? Is it because we really enjoy the taste of this.
Mm-hmm.
So with food, obviously, God gave us this great gift that food tastes really good.
It does.
And it's pleasurable. But we're eating. What's the reason for eating? We're eating for nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the benefit of the pleasure. What's the reason we're drinking? Is it because, hey, if I have the option right now, I could have coffee, water, milk, or I could have a beer or a nice glass of brandy. Well, you know what? I really would enjoy just the taste of brandy right now. It's a cold day. I would enjoy mm-hmm. The taste is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. It's been a rough day, and this is what I need in order to relax.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Or I can't alter my mood on my own, and I'm in a bad mood, so I got to drink in order to get in a good mood.
I think it's unfortunate and hard to realize that sometimes when you're in a bad mood and you can't get out of it, the thing you have to do is sit in it. Because it's not going to go away when you, it's like a mess. It doesn't fix itself when you walk away from it. And drinking is walking away from it.
I'm thinking that we need to do pull out a meditation we haven't done for a long time. Mm-hmm. And that is, how to change feelings by using your mm-hmm. soul.
Yeah.
Instead of drugs.
As it certainly is the reasoning. I also would definitely say I feel like I use food a lot for entertainment because I get really bored of what I'm eating and I'm like, this is the reason I'm ordering out all the time.
Well, but I think there is also a point here where food is part of beauty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
but there's also an overconsumption there in the sense of I really like gluttony as...
You like gluttony?
Yeah, big fan. gluttony interpreted as when you're... In the example you gave of you eat two slices of pizza and that is satisfying, but you keep eating because it tastes good and now it hurts. Mm-hmm. And I see that a lot with TV. Yeah. One episode is really interesting and it gets the mind moving and it's really captivating and it's really beautiful. And then you watch two more episodes because it's fun, but now you just hurt.
Well, there's a reason why they call it binge watching.
Yeah, because you absolutely can
binge eat and binge drink.
And I have both of those experiences of why am I eating to the point where I'm no longer even comfortable?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the key is pleasure is to be connected to the pursuit of a good. It's to be the byproduct of the pursuit of a good. We shouldn't pursue the pleasure
mm-hmm.
by itself.
And specifically to the detriment of the good.
And to the detriment of good. That's really the principle.
I think we should continue this conversation. I think we should do a meditation and a follow-up on this. I think this and our meditation where we on greed, we should probably talk about consumerism. And these attempts to alter mood, things like that. I think I want to continue this. And I hope other people feel the same way because I am very excited to talk about this.
Good. I'm writing it down. Thank you very much. Awesome conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.